I'm joined by Colonel Tracy Trott with the Tennessee Highway Patrol. And Colonel, you're here to share some recent good news regarding traffic fatalities in the state.
Well, traffic fatalities is always one of our bottom line measures as an organization. And this year, we're at 948 for the end of 2011. That represents the lowest figure since 1963. And it also sets a record that two out of the last 3 years, we have been below 1,000. That hasn't happened in about 60 years. So we've achieved record lows in fatalities this year, and we're pretty proud of that. There's downward trends in all crashes. There's downward trends in alcohol-related crashes. We've had a big year as far as DUI enforcement. We made that a top priority in hopes of lowering the fatality rates and, you know, saving people from injury and on alcohol-related crashes. And our troopers have been great, responded very well. They've upped their DUI enforcement 39% over the last year. That resulted in about 4,700 DUI arrests. And we think that is a major contributor to the great numbers on the fatality rates that we've got for 2011.
Colonel, I know often you say one fatality is too much, but certainly with these huge record numbers, got to be something you folks are proud of and feel like your efforts are starting to pay off.
We are proud of them, Dan. The national average is about 4.5% decrease in fatalities. We're about double that here in Tennessee, somewhere close to 9% for this past year. So we're doing something right, and we've got some great partnerships with the Sheriff's Association, the Chiefs of Police, the Governor's Highway Safety Office, the Attorney General's Conference. People like that all chip in and do their part. And, you know, seatbelt usage is at an all-time high in Tennessee. And I think if we can do a little bit more on that front and up that into the 90 percentile, we're even going to see lower figures.
And you mentioned the Governor's Highway Safety Office. I know, Colonel, that these efforts couldn't be taken care of without the funding from that area.
Right. Kendall Poole is a THP Colonel's best friend. You know, he provides us with a lot of grant funding for overtime programs. It's up to us to devise strategies and methods on how we're going to accomplish goals, but Kendall foots the bill, and without his people and the help they give us, we wouldn't be able to do some of the things that we do.
Colonel, I know you folks have all kinds of public awareness campaigns. What's ahead for the THP in that area?
Well, we'll continue to do all our safety programs in the schools. I mean, we think that targeting the young people is probably our best strategy. Still the biggest age group of people getting killed in automobile crashes is 16 to 25 years old. So we want to target young drivers, especially young adult drivers, with safety education messages, seatbelt usage, the effects of impaired driving. And if we can reach that age group, you know, before they become a problem, we think that's going to really help us. So we put a lot of emphasis on high school programs. We're even into the elementary schools as far as seatbelt usage, trying to teach kids the habits of wearing a seatbelt or being in a booster seat, you know, at the time when they're ready to learn and where the time that they'll ingrain it into their life, where it lasts throughout a lifetime.
Colonel, obviously distracted driving is something that folks talk about a lot. Is that something you try to incorporate into those public awareness campaigns?
Well, Dan, I think my opinion is that distracted driving is probably going to be the number one issue, safety issue, for the next few years in you know, public sector education and public sector safety circles. I've taken a step with the Tennessee Highway Patrol to make it a policy of ours that our troopers are not allowed to use a handheld device to talk on a cell phone while they're driving a departmental vehicle. And I've taken that to get out in front of this issue. I think it's going to be a big issue. I think it does have a definite negative effect on your driving ability. And what we did in the Highway Patrol, we had a little extra money, And we bought the troopers some hands-free devices to go in their cars. We've equipped every trooper with one, and they still can use their cell phone because it's really part of their business at times, but they have to use a hands-free device to talk on it. If they're operating a department vehicle, they're not allowed to have a cell phone in their hand, holding it to their ear, or doing any text messaging or emailing or anything like that. So we're trying to set an example, trying to be an example for the public, and hopefully, you know, what we do rubs off on them.
Colonel, finally kind of backing up a little bit back to the traffic deaths. I know, too, that the New Year's holiday weekend is often a time where you see a lot of drunk drivers and, unfortunately, some fatalities on the roads. And some pretty good numbers came out after last New Year's period.
Yeah, I think we ended up with 2 fatalities, which I'm not sure how far that goes back as being a record, but it's certainly in my time on the Highway Patrol, 34 years. I don't remember a safer New Year's weekend, so we're pretty happy with that, and that was a good way to end of the year.
Excellent. Colonel Trott, as usual, appreciate your time, and hats off to you folks at the THP and all you do to keep a Tennessean safe.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan Item, WGNS News.